It is Monday, August 27th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of Township and College Intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. The KUAF website giveaway in Walton Arts Center offering you the chance to win two tickets to the 10x10 Art Series. This series includes 10 performances from jazz, dance, theater, classical, and world music performances. The drawing is Friday, September 14th, during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information available at KUAF.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, the Sack Lunch Program in Fort Smith. By the end of the year, 50,000 free lunches will have been created and handed out. And Noises Off opens the seventh season for Theater Squared. We'll have a conversation with the director of the production, Morgan Hicks, as well as the managing director of Theater Squared, Martin Miller. That and much more ahead on Ozarks at Large. First, although city directors have now voted in favor of citywide automated trash collection, a petition organizer in Fort Smith is moving forward with efforts to gain additional signatures to have the issue on the November ballot. According to thecitywire.com, Fort Smith resident Joel Culberson says that the vote for automation effort will pursue gathering 10 additional signatures and revising the ballot language needed for a vote to automate all trash collection operations in the city. This comes after city directors voted 7-0 Thursday night for the sanitation department to move forward with citywide automation. The unanimous vote in favor of automation came after 6 months of the board voting 4-3 against the plan. If Thursday night's vote stands, which was added to the board's agenda at the last minute, then the decision can be overturned by a simple majority of 4 directors' votes. But if the issue is brought to a public vote, then it would take 5 directors for a reversal. Construction efforts may already be hampering travel around the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville, but another street is going to be closed for construction near the university. Yesterday, city street crews began work on Dixon Street between Gregg and University Avenues. Keith Shreve of the city's transportation department says the crews are working to replace crosswalks in the area.
Well, we're getting some deterioration in the bricks and the concrete that holds the brick in place. They're becoming trip hazard for the pedestrians and just rough to drive over if you were in a car. They were just getting in poor condition and we needed to make some repairs.
The crosswalks will be replaced with the same brick-laid type of crosswalks that have become characteristic of Fayetteville's downtown area. Shreve says that the work will take just a few weeks. Shreve says that while traffic may be closed to one lane, the sidewalks along Dixon Street will remain open through the duration of the work. According to the city website, crews will work along the stretch between 7 in the morning and 3:30 in the afternoon. The street will reopen to regular traffic at night. As forecasters continue monitoring the strength and trajectory of Tropical Storm Isaac, a dozen members of the Arkansas Red Cross have been dispatched to Florida to aid preparation efforts. Bridget Williams with the Arkansas Red Cross is already on the ground in Florida.
The Arkansans who are en route are going to provide various services, including mental health in the event, obviously, that the storm hits. We also have our emergency trucks going down, which will obviously be needed for mobile feeding and providing other disaster supplies. There are more than 20 shelters on standby across southern Florida, and we have crews there waiting and able to open those up immediately as needed.
Williams says crews from Arkansas will be in the Tampa area and other locations further north in the state as the storm moves. According to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, Isaac is expected to make landfall sometime tomorrow. But Arkansas reportedly won't see any of the rain from the storm until later in the week. Governor Mike Beebe says Arkansas will be one of 8 states to begin initiating new health care reform laws. These new efforts will focus on patient outcomes, prevent duplication of diagnostic tests, and offer incentives to physicians who provide enhanced care for their patients. In his weekly radio address, the governor also said he wants the state to be ahead of the curve when implementing these reforms.
Arkansas's initiative has the potential to slow the rise of health care costs, temper the cost demands on our taxpayers, and make Medicaid more sustainable. It is a bold undertaking in an industry already changing after the passage of the Affordable Care Act.
Governor Beebe says he believes the new initiatives will ultimately slow the rise of health care costs and lessen the monetary demands on taxpayers. The Razorback soccer team is no longer undefeated after a loss yesterday in Dallas. The Hogs lost 4-0 to SMU. Arkansas will next play in Fayetteville, 7 p.m. Sunday, when they'll host Kennesaw State. The 19th Arkansas Razorback volleyball season is underway. The Razorbacks opened with their own Arkansas Invitational in Barnhill Arena this weekend, winning matches against UT Martin, Northwestern State, and Kansas. Arkansas will continue their home season Tuesday night against Tulsa at 7 at Barnhill Arena. For the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the weekend didn't go as well. After a 3-2 win on Friday against the Springfield Cardinals, the Nats lost two games in Tulsa against the Drillers. The Nats play again tonight at 7:05 in Tulsa. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of 66 in northwest Arkansas for the Arkansas River Valley. 20% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm under partly cloudy conditions. Lows tonight in the River Valley in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, clear. Highs will be between 90 and 97 throughout the listening area. And for tomorrow night, clear with lows in the lower 60s.